culture is the topic of this week's quiz. Welcome to Friday's Fragrant Quiz. Getting used to it now. Let's dive right in with one of the most iconic Hollywood stars of all time. Question number one, which iconic fragrance is famously associated with Marilyn Monroe, who reportedly wore nothing but a few drops of it to bed? If you go to, because there's a lot of, I'll get into it when I give you the answer. When I went to the Grass Institute of Perfumery, they've got a recording of the actual, her actually saying these words, because it's often misquoted. Question number two. In the novel and the movie, have you seen it? Perfume, the story of a murderer. But in the novel, The Perfume, the Story of a Murderer, not The Perfume, just Perfume, by Patrick Susskind. What is his obsession? What is the protagonist's obsession and ultimate quest? And the protagonist is the main character, who is called Jean-Baptiste. What is his ultimate quest and obsession? Question number three. Which popular fragrance actually launched in the 30s? So there's a clue. And actually launched during the Great Depression and was labelled as the costliest perfume on earth. But it's not about that. Which popular fragrance was originally created as a tribute to the legendary French singer Edith Piaf? Which popular fragrance was originally created as a tribute to Edith Piaf? Question number four. I hope you got your pen and paper, or your pencil, so you can rub out the answers and then put them in later when I give you the answer, and then you can show people that you got 10 out of 10. That's what I would do. Question number four. In the film Scent of a Woman, which fragrance does Colonel Frank Slade, played by Al Pacino, claim to detect on a woman he meets? I remember seeing that years ago. It's so boring. I didn't like it. Anyway, it's not for everybody, I suppose. It's like, why do Oscar movies always like the most boring movies ever? Like English Patient, have you ever seen that? Oh, God, that's a snooze fest. There Will Be Blood as well. That's the only movie, Daniel Day-Lewis, I think. It's the only movie I've ever walked out of. Or is it, I can't remember, maybe it's him, I'm not sure. Anyway, Google it. And it's, I walked out after 40 minutes and I've never in my life walked out of a movie. Anyway, enough about me. Question number five. Which iconic fragrance was famously created for Audrey Hepburn, who allegedly declared it as the only thing she wore to bed? Question number six. In the TV series Mad Men, never watched it, so if you've never watched it, you might not know this. In the TV series Mad Men, which iconic fragrance does Don Draper pitch in a memorial advertising campaign? But it's fictional. So which fictional fragrance does he pitch in a memorable advertising campaign? I'm going to have to Google that now. There'll be clips of it, I'm sure, on YouTube, because I want to have a look at that. Never watched that TV series. I just couldn't bear the idea of the men in those days slapping the ladies' bottoms. Do you know what I mean? That's what they did, and all smoking in the office. Anyway, question number seven. Food for thought, isn't it? Question number seven. Which fashion designer released, now this was in last week's quiz, so if you don't know this, then it means that you didn't listen last week, so go back, then you'll know the answer to question seven. Which fashion designer released the fragrance CK1 in the 90s, a unisex scent that became synonymous with youth culture and grunge fashion and moody models? Question number eight. In literature, this is interesting. What is the name of the magical flower with an enchanting scent that plays a central role in Homer's epic poem, The Odyssey? I'll read that again. In literature, what is the name of the magical flower with an enchanting scent that plays a central role in Homer's epic poem, The Odyssey? Question number 9. Which fragrance house released the scent Angel? Jane, if you're listening to this, you will know this because it's one of your favourite fragrances. I can't stand it. Each to their own, I suppose. Which fragrance house, and it's a very, very well-known fragrance, but who released the scent Angel, basically, featuring a bold and innovative gourmand composition and became a cult favourite in the 90s? And if you've done my course, you'll know it's incredibly difficult to create a successful gourmand, which is like a term for glutton. And it basically centres around food fragrances, so gourmand. So you'll find like caramel, cherry, vanilla, and you know, coconut ice cream, anything that you can think that you could eat, you know, would be in this. And I think Prada candy as well is also a gourmand fragrance, exceedingly difficult to pull off. But who released the fragrance Angel in the 90s? And finally, question number 10. Which famous actor, really famous, all for the wrong reasons last year, which famous actor is known for admitting that he wears women's perfume because he likes the scent of women's perfume? And that's it, number 10. We're finished. Do you want the answers? Shall I give them to you next week just to tease you? Let's go through them now quickly. Which iconic fragrance is famously associated with Marilyn Monroe, who reportedly wore nothing but a few drops of it to bed? And the answer to this, Chanel No. 5. Of course, Chanel No. 5. And if you go to the the Perfume Museum in Grasse, in the perfume bottle section where they have, obviously the perfume bottles, from the 50s, you will see a little video, and there's a recording of Marilyn Monroe. She's having a conversation, and she was asked basically, why did you say that you wore a few drops of Chanel? She said, because I was having an interview with a journalist, and the journalist just said, very unusual question, she didn't know how to respond, and the journalist said to her, what do you wear for bed? And she's like, I don't know, what do you want me to answer, you know, like my pyjamas or something? And she just said, nothing, just a few drops of Chanel No. 5. And then that became an iconic phrase. Lots of people say that she said five drops, but she didn't. She said a few drops. Anyway, there you go. Question number 2 was, in the novel Perfume, The Story of a Murderer by Patrick Susskind, what is the protagonist's obsession and ultimate quest? If you've seen this incredibly disturbing movie or read the book, then you will know that his obsession is capturing the perfect scent, leading to a series of sinister actions in his pursuit of olfactory perfection. It's an incredibly disturbing movie, and he basically murders women so he can get the scent of their skin by, like, basically tincturing them in vats of did he use alcohol? I'm not sure. I couldn't get through the movie. It was too disturbing for me. But yeah, he murders women to get the scent. When they walk past him, he could smell them. And he would murder them. Nice. It's a really cheery movie. And book. I've not read the book. I've got the book. I've never read it. If I can't get through the movie, I definitely don't want to read the book. Question number 3 was, which popular fragrance was originally created as a tribute to the legendary French singer Edith Piaf? And the answer is Joy by Jean Patou. Don't get this confused by Joy by Dior, which is a new one. And it's got that Jennifer, what's her face? She was in the Hunger Games. I forgot her last name. And she was the face of Joy. And even she was in a movie, wasn't she, as well? Was that also called Joy, where she was, selling Hoovers or something? I don't know. Anyway, she became a multi-millionaire from that, not Jennifer. Gosh, what is her name? You're going to be screaming into your device now, aren't you, telling me what her name is? So anyway, I'll Google it, but I've got better things to do. You Google it. You probably know the answer. Anyway, so yeah, it was Joy by Jean Patou. And it was created in the 30s as a tribute to Edith Piaf, who was known as the Little Sparrow. And it was a nod to her because he wanted to capture the essence of her vivacity and joie de vivre. Because that's what he wanted the fragrance to be about, the costliest fragrance on earth, but also to spread joy in such a depressing time. Let's go through the next ones. Question number four was, in the film Scent of a Woman, which fragrance does Colonel Frank Slade, played by Al Pacino, claim to detect on a woman he meets? And the answer is by Guerlain, and it's the iconic Shalimar. And this basically, Colonel Slade famously identifies the fragrance, which showcases the olfactory sense's power to evoke memories and emotions. Because, of course, he was blind, wasn't he, in the movie? His character, obviously, not Al Pacino. Question number five. Which iconic fragrance was famously created for Audrey? Audrey Hepburn. Audrey Hepburn. No, it's Audrey Hepburn, who declared it as the only thing she wore to bed. And this is a perfume called L'Interdit by Givenchy. And Diana, darling, if you are listening to this, she's always correcting me on my pronunciation of French. So is it L'Interdit or L'Interdit? And this is by Givenchy, but they created the perfume for Audrey Hepburn, who wore it, get this, for a year before its release to the public. And she also became the first actress to become the face of a perfume for that very fragrance. Question six. In the TV series Mad Men, which iconic frictional fragrance does Don Draper pitch in a memorial advertising campaign? And the answer is Nostalgia by Belle Jolie. And this, whilst it's fictional, the advertising campaign for Nostalgia reflects the role of fragrance in marketing and consumer culture during the 60s. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to dig out a clip of that. I suggest you do too. Question number seven. Which fashion designer released the fragrance CK1 in the 90s? You should get this. You have to get this. If you've not got anything else, at least you get one out of 10. Which fashion designer released the fragrance CK1 in the 90s, a unisex scent that became synonymous with youth culture and grunge fashion and moody models, according to me? And it was, of course, Calvin Klein. They revolutionized the fragrance industry with this gender-neutral appeal and minimalist marketing reflecting the 90s and the era, the theme of the 90s. That's when fragrance changed. Izzy Miyake is another one that went back to quite neutral fragrances. Question eight. In literature, what is the name of the magical flower with an enchanting scent that plays a central role in Homer's epic poem, The Odyssey? And the answer is beautiful flower, the lotus flower. Its intoxicating scent captivates Odysseus and his men, leading them astray and forgetting them and causing them to forget their homeland. So they actually forgot where they lived and where they were from. They were just so intoxicated. Odysseus. How would you say it? I don't know. Question number nine. Which fragrance house released the scent Angel in the 90s? An innovative gourmand composition. And the answer, of course, is Thierry Mugler. And it's they challenged traditional fragrance conventions with its unique blend of patchouli, chocolate and caramel. Final question, number 10. Which famous actor is known for admitting that he wears women's perfume because he likes the scent? And it is Johnny Depp. And he's openly confessed to wearing women's perfume, particularly Chanel No. 5, stating he enjoys its fragrance on himself. And how? Is this just a marketing thing? Or is it because, you know, his daughter, Lily Rose Depp, was at one point the face of Chanel No. 5. But also the face of Chanel was his ex-girlfriend. I don't think they were ever married. Vanessa Paradis. And she was an iconic face of Chanel perfumes back in the day. And now her daughter is. So, yeah. Maybe he wears it because it reminds him of his ex-wife. Ex-girlfriend, perhaps. He's still pining for her. Anyway, that's it for this week's quiz on pop culture. How did you do? I hope you got some of them. If you got 10 out of 10, then get in touch and I will award you a St. Melly Award. Get in touch. My email, mjn@bymelaniejane.com. And that's it. See you next time for Friday's Fragrant Quiz. And don't forget my other educational episodes that I release every Tuesday here on Scentcast. Stay fabulous, stay amazing, stay smelly, and a bientôt.